are tribal voting rights, in your opinion, under attack in Arizona?
Yes, they are under attack. I think we saw the power of the Native American vote in this past election. I believe it was 56,000 Navajos came out and voted in this last election. And we know that President Biden won the election by about 11,000 votes. So we know that the Native American, specifically the Navajo population, came out very strongly in support of President Biden. And now we see their voting rights being attacked.
Do you see these new laws as a sort of retribution for not electing GOP candidates?
I 100% agree with that statement. I think that, you know, had Arizona voted another way in this last election, we definitely would not be seeing as many voter suppression bills that we currently see. I mean, this goes in the same vein as, you know, the big lie that Joe Biden didn't win the state of Arizona. And now we see the effects of that in the Maricopa County audit that's currently happening. And the effects of that, you know, are not lost on myself, my colleagues, and the great vast amount of voter suppression bills that are being heard here at the state legislature.
There still is yet another voter-oriented bill in the legislature under consideration, that's 1713, which has to do with IDs. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about why that could pose a problem for Navajo voters.
From what I understand, 1713 would require an individual to, I believe, send a copy of their driver's license when they submit their early ballot. And that creates a huge problem for Navajo voters. When our elders were born, they weren't born in the hospital, so they don't actually have one birth date across all forms of their IDs. That wouldn't be allowed under 1713. So some of our elders, people who we know vote, but wouldn't be able to do this or engage in this process. We also know that 1713 wouldn't allow tribal members to use their tribal identification cards in lieu of their driver's license, which would also make this process more difficult. They know that those IDs are just as good as a driver's license in most places, and they use those instead of a driver's license. And so 1713 wouldn't allow them to use the tribal identification to vote. And so we know that's another issue that 1713 poses to tribal communities.
Is there a fundamental disconnect between what goes on in Phoenix at the state capitol and what the reality is perhaps up on tribal lands on the Navajo Nation and elsewhere?
Definitely. We see that in these bills. We see that in the language of bills. You know, I feel like I'm constantly having to educate my peers about, you know, what it's actually like to be on the reservation where you can't just go 2 miles down the street to vote early. You have to drive hours. For me, for example, I live in Apache County, and our county elections office is about a 3 hours drive for me to go and vote if I wanted to vote early, like on a Monday. And the only days that I can vote locally early are on Fridays, you know, from 8 to 5 p.m. So if I happen to be working on Fridays, you know, and I can't make that day work, I'm going to have to drive 6 hours round trip to get to St. John's to vote early. And so a lot of people just don't realize, you know, the vastness of these rural areas, especially Navajo.
Well, Representative Blackwater Nygren, I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you so much.